It is you who are wrong. Not the something that you think is wrong. Where you are seeing a dying man, it is you who is wrong. Where you are seeing every disease that the earth can offer, it is you that is wrong. And unless you work at this to bring yourself to a place where you refuse to bear false witness, you will always be in a divided sense of life. Now, Christ in you is all there is of you. And your human mind is not going to let you get away with that truth. Your human mind is going to insist that there is a you beside Christ. And it'll have very convincing arguments about it. What are you going to do with this you if you decide it isn't there? Unless you have been touched in such a way that you can lay down this sense of you, not the imperfections about this sense of you, not the problems, not the defects, but you, this complete mortal you, unless you can reach that level of even seeking in that direction, the word Christ to you will always be just a word. But on the other hand, if you have that capacity that can say to yourself, I cannot be both Christ and something else. Therefore, right here, right now, Christ is my name. And whatever else I appear to be, I cannot be. That's a big jump. But it's the jump you must eventually make. And now you have no mortal you sitting in a chair, no mortal you going to return to a home from this talk, no mortal you going to live 50 more years on this earth doing this or that or another thing, but rather the Christ is going to live its life, appearing to the world as you. If you had made such a decision, you would be surprised how quickly something happens within you to lead you to the way to carry out that decision. Remember, the moment the prodigal turned from personal sense to Christ, the Father came forth to meet him and greet him and lead out the fatted calf. The moment something in you has turned to that acceptance of yourself as the light and nothing else, then you have shut out the tempter. And the Christ will begin to reveal itself to you unmistakably. Now there's the other consciousness that says, what is he talking about? That was the consciousness Jesus met in this passage I'd like to discuss with you. He says to them, why are you murmuring over there and reasoning among yourselves? Because I said I was the bread of heaven. That's the passage in which he tells them to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. They think he's a madman. Because they see the son of Joseph. But the flesh that they must eat of, the blood they must drink of, is truth. and spirit. Truth and spirit. If they could stop where they are and know themselves to be the truth, to be the spirit, to be the Christ, they would be eating of his flesh, drinking of his blood. Flesh of truth. The blood of spirit. All this being the invisible Christ of their being. He is teaching them his great discovery, greater than any ever made on this earth, greater than seeking a new star through a telescope, greater than finding gold at Sutter's Mill, greater than any human discovery that can be made, that you are the living Christ of God now. And they are saying, this man is mad. And so they go on their way in their human Pharisee consciousness, with their imperfections, still looking for solutions to that which he has just solved for them, because there is nothing in them that is willing to die to the false sense of life. That they may live in reality. Suppose you could see that a me cannot be where you are, ever, and never has been. Suppose you could accept him at the face value of what he was teaching, that Christ is incorporeal, that Christ is immortal, that Christ is eternal, that Christ is the full expression of God on earth. That Christ is imminent. That Christ is always you. Suppose you could accept this, not with lip service, do you see that if you could look out at anyone and not behold the Christ, that you are not accepting? Do you see that if you could look out at anyone and behold a person to be judged, that you are not accepting? Or a person with a problem, or a person who in some way disturbs you, or a person who antagonizes you, or a person who causes fear to enter your heart? You are not beholding the Christ. You are not accepting that Christ is the identity behind all mortal flesh. You're identifying Christ as an individual who can harm you, or Christ as an individual with a defect, or Christ as an individual who is poor and going hungry. And as your judgment goes out to that, so it returns to you. You are a victim of your own misbelief in the invisible Christ. On the other hand, you walk out and you behold, not with human vision, but with the higher dimension of faith, which accepts because it has a capacity to understand. That I can judge no one on this earth because each is Christ. I can judge no one to be sick on this earth, for each is Christ. I can judge no one to be an enemy, or a murderer, or a thief. I can judge no one to be immoral. I can judge no one in any way, for I cannot judge the Christ. You may not see it now, but that has a relationship to your human problems. For as you reach the capacity to withhold judgment, it is the Christ in you which has given you that capacity. And then walking through a world in which you no longer have the need for judgment, for you are accepting the invisible Christ everywhere, now the activity of the Holy Ghost begins to creep into your experience. There's one less ache in your body. There's one extra dollar in your purse. The invisible begins to multiply, because the Christ of you is loving, giving, bestowing, sharing, not judging, but bearing witness to itself everywhere. Not by might, not by power. That isn't how you're going to remove the problems of this world, but by the recognition that my spirit is your spirit, that my spirit is the spirit of all those who surround you, that you are literally walking in a spiritual universe now as pure spirit, and that all that is not perfection is not real but a misperception. Do you see the consciousness that will do this is the pure at heart? No matter how difficult it is for the human mind to accept it, the truth of Christ is that there is no problem on this earth. Not a one. And while you still have that belief in your consciousness, you will externalize problems. Your commitment to Christ is that there is no problem on this earth. And you're saying to the human mind, I know you don't believe it, but I have no faith in a human mind that cannot bear witness to Christ. Now you have a task. You must withstand every temptation that is going to persuade you that there is aught but Christ on this earth. When the knee begins to hurt, when the car squeaks in the wrong time, in the wrong place, whenever the problem pops up here and there, and even if it's a constant problem, it must come to that consciousness of Christ which says, I cannot accept you as reality. I cannot let you enter my consciousness as real. For I am come to bear witness to Christ on earth in all things. Mine is a full-time commitment to bear witness. Then you are eating the flesh of your own Christ, the blood of your own Christ. On the other hand, the way we spend our days is quite different from that. We walk in the world not of God's creation. And even though the invisible Father is everywhere, how can omnipresence express through unreality? How can the miracle of the multiplication of spirit, of the resurrection of the dead, of the healing of the sick, of the feeding of the multitudes, occur in your consciousness if it is a mortal consciousness, if it is an unquickened consciousness, if it is one committed to the lie about God. What's the point of walking in the shade and complaining that you're not getting the sun? What's the good of walking in mortality and saying, I'm seeking the Christ? The Christ is your name. Don't seek it, be it. And that means you must bear false witness to nothing on this earth. To be the Christ, you must bear true witness. And that means you turn down everything that appears to you that is not of your Father. You refuse to accept it as reality. You weed it out of your consciousness. And the living Christ consciousness will bear witness to the perfection of your being. We're not in the realm of the human mind. We're not in the realm of the five senses. We're not in the Thomas consciousness that seeing is believing. We're not fooled. Seeing is not believing. You can see it, and you're seeing that which is not. Now, is something turning in you? That's the big question. Christ consciousness is the consciousness that I am the Christ, which is the individualization of the infinite Father, and that wherever I move, the power and presence and love and harmony and will and wisdom of God is directing and prospering every movement that I make. Through the Christ of my being, of which I am 100% conscious at all times, this would be Christ consciousness. You see, God can't make mistakes. Christ can't make mistakes. And the only mistakes that we can witness are those in which we are not Christ-centered. We'll look at this passage a moment. It might clarify, or it might tighten your resolve. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent him, which hath sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. In Christ, you are resurrected from the dead. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Taught by God is your meekness unto the Christ of your own being, for God through the Christ is teaching. And that word taught is an infinite word, because the teaching is a feeding, a nourishing, a maintaining, a supporting, a directing, a fulfilling. All this is implied in the word taught by God. Nourished by the infinite as I dwell in the center of my own Christ being. Christ in my soul is my permanent dispensation. Only in this kingdom of God within my soul, the Christ entering, fulfilling the will of the Father, am I redeemed from the false human consciousness, which outpictures the defects of itself. We're looking only within ourselves now for the fulfillment, or whatever word you use, such as salvation, redemption, regeneration, reformation, resurrection. All this is the return to Christ consciousness. For in Christ consciousness, we are taught by God. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Mind you, these words are being spoken by the Christ. He that believeth on me, the Christ. It is the same Christ which has said, I, the Christ, if I be lifted up in you, I, the Christ, in the midst of thee am mighty. I, the Christ, am the way. Always you've been looking outside when I, the Christ of your own being, is that which you had wrongfully sought outside. You already are that Christ. And that's why I say we work too hard. Stop trying to become. Stop trying to attain. And give some thought to the fact that you are. Follow it to its logical conclusion. I am. Then can I really have anything that I need? Or is the need a false image? I am, therefore can I really depart from life at any time? Or is that departure a false image? I have a problem, but that's the very opposite of being the Christ. But I am the Christ. Therefore, the problem can only be a false appearance. I have a broken bone, and I want to heal that bone, but wait a minute. I am the Christ. The Christ doesn't have a broken bone. Am I the Christ, or do I have a broken bone? If I have a broken bone, I am not the Christ. And if I keep denying that I am the Christ, how can I have a consciousness that is open to the Christ that I am denying? Deny thyself. Deny thy human self. Deny thy concepts. Deny thy thoughts. Deny thy human beliefs. Total denial. And in the total denial of myself, I come over that fine line of demarcation between matter and spirit, bursting the false veil of the senses. And in me is born the realization of Christ. That which I was seeking, I am. The vision I sought, the healing I sought, I didn't need it. I needed the realization of Christ that I am. And in that realization, all healings for all time are completed. For Christ is ever immaculate. Therefore, we are pinpointed to one goal alone, not to improve. Christ cannot be improved. Not to seek, not to fulfill needs. Let us bypass all these small human desires and let us go directly to the center of being, acknowledging the omnipresence of Christ as the being of all, as my being, and then live from the center of Christhood accepted, being able thereby to look at every blemish of every nature as the lie that has no substance, no power to remain a lie, no power to set aside the truth of Christ, and rest with confidence, bolstered by the knowing of your own being and the frequent experience of the Christ through the frequent surrender of a material selfhood in consciousness. And when it happens, you will know why it has always been said that words are inadequate. Because in finding your own Christ right where you are, you are made new. All that you had thought was wrong can no longer remain. There's no place for it to be. It is revealed as non-existence, and the message of old, ye are the light of the world, ye are the living Christ, ye are the Son of God. Now, this becomes your living consciousness. The veil is pierced. Let that be your only goal. Your single-centered goal is Christ realized, which becomes Christ accepted here and now. Remember now, there won't be more Christ of you tomorrow than there is this moment. And there never was more Christ of you or less 5 minutes ago or 500 years ago. Always, the Christ of you will be what it is this moment. And there is no other you. The more you can peel off what you are not, in the confidence that what you are is your only need, your only need for protection in all things. This is how ascension comes about. That fidelity to your own being. Whereas before you were told to surrender, you are learning that your surrender is to your higher and only self. But not a blind surrender. Not the kind of surrender that is working toward it for tomorrow or the next day. It is the acceptance and the faith in that acceptance and the faith in the consequences of that acceptance in spite of every appearance to the contrary. It is the realization that all error on this earth is impossible. For this earth is the kingdom of God. and I am the Christ in that kingdom. And I will let the power, the omnipotence of the Christ be my only protection, my only acceptance of power. You see how your single-mindedness there is the removal of the duality which brings the errors? One of the great exercises in the Christ realization is to dwell quietly in the realization that you are that light which is Christ, which is everywhere, and then wait. Wait for the sense of me to dissolve and the sense of I to establish itself. Wait until you feel a lightness. And then it's as if a certain trap door opens and something shifts into a new gear without any effort on your part. That shifting kind of catches you by surprise until you realize something has happened. It seems to go higher on the top of your head now. It takes you out of the mechanism of the human mind. It's as if there were an infinite light just popping right through the top of your head. And you know that this is a form of guidance, a form of realization. You may feel the descent of a substance, kind of like the fog rolling in. And that too is an activity of consciousness. You feel this, that is you, and everything else that you had thought was you is not you. And that you, that new you forming in your consciousness, is your eternal self. Infinity expressing as your new consciousness. You find yourself quite independent of a mortal existence and aware of it at the same time. Aware that there is a you which is complete, which is the fulfillment of infinity wherever you happen to be, and that this you governs everything that the physical body will begin to do. This new sense of being is your Christ consciousness. It is not in the body. It starts out as the understanding that the kingdom of God is within you. But that is to teach you that you are the kingdom of God. Within you means outside of your senses. Not in your senses, but within your true being. And now you come out of the senses, and with it you come out of the false sense of body, into this release. There's no beginning or ending here. There's just the awareness that I am. and even the awareness that the light that you are is the light of your neighbor, is the light of your child, is the light of your parent. You're feeling a light which is a one, infinite light, which no human hand can touch or human bomb can devastate. It is a freedom in the non-material universe. Catching that reality of yourself which the human senses could not catch. This is Christ realized. And from that moment you will be fed from this higher level of consciousness. Without taking human thought, divine wisdom becomes the thinker of your being. Divine wisdom fulfills its will in your Christhood. And the will of the Father and your will are one and the same. Invincible. Without any opposition of any kind. The will of the Father in the Christ of you functions itself omnipotently, omnisciently, and everywhere, so that the wave of truth that's running through you is a wave that is running on an infinite scale, and in that wave is your household, your new relationships, the new law of truth that governs all that you do. That wave lifts out of the good and evil of this world into the grace of infinity. Now this is experience, not conversation, not discussion, not something you go out and talk with about. It is something you feel and know. You get the feel of your new consciousness. And then when you say, my body is a servant of the Most High, you have a special meaning. My body is no longer my life. I have mourned for that body. I have seen the truth of it. Blessed, Christed, is he who now can lay aside the belief that that body is me. His is the kingdom of God on earth. Catch the great vision Jesus brought us. Make it yours. Practice it in a full-scale commitment. Behold nobody in the flesh. Nobody. For you'd be beholding a lie. That which the Father did not create is not here. Behold only through your Christed vision, letting it be the supreme court of your being, letting it say to the eyes and the ears, what you see is not for me. Veto everything that comes to this supreme court from this world. Constantly. Until automatically the consciousness of truth is the only one that remains. And then you will behold walking images instead of people. Your consciousness will quickly see, there invisibly is myself. The Christ of my own being is everywhere. This is not a human mind experience, but it is a true experience. It is your new consciousness. It beholds the immaculate universe of the Father as itself everywhere. But only through the discipline of a full-scale commitment to do this until it becomes normal. And leads to the experience of our real existence. That's what we're going to discuss next week, our real existence. So Joel again has given us the benefit of his deep insight, his experience, his fidelity. We can all share in that consciousness as it lifts us continuously through this series into the consciousness of the ever-present Christ, which is our name. One of the greatest joys you can have is when someone comes to you for help, and in a lightning flash, something says to you, but he isn't here. Christ is. And then to witness Christ revealing Christ as the healing. This is to be our normal consciousness on this earth. So next week is our real existence, and I have felt strongly today as we progressed that the only reality here is the invisible Christ, which is our one name. I hope this is coming clear to all of us, and thanks very much. Thank you.